junior livestock show. The market animals are now just about done. They got the premium set to go, but we've got youth bringing in the females right now this weekend. This is a big show, and I know this is a big part of the culture of a lot of folks that live in rural Oklahoma.
You know, as a kid, I grew up showing cattle. We had heifers and raised show calves and sold them all around. And we came to Tulsa every year with our heifers to participate in the Tulsa State Fair. So this is probably, I've probably been coming for 40 years almost to the Tulsa State Fair as an exhibitor and that, as an extension agent for a couple of years and now as a volunteer to help with the hog show. And I'm so proud of the kids that I see when I'm here. And I'll share a couple of stories that I think illustrate that. Last night when we were doing the grand drive and I was in the pen with all the reserve champions waiting on the grand champion to be introduced, I'm watching the kids, and when the grand champion was selected, I watched the kids in that pen that weren't going to get to go in and show for reserve grand because their breed, that you know, they had a Berkshire or they had a cross or they had a whatever, leave their pig where he was and go over and shake hands with the young man that won. And they were cheering for him and telling him great job and congratulations. And these were kids that wanted to win. Now, let's not kid ourselves. But to have that tie, and they were immediately, how can I open this gate to let the next pig out, to let the Duroc out, to go out to show? How could we help one another right there? Was really, really nice to see, because that's probably not what you would expect. Right. That's what most people wouldn't expect. We're in competition with one another, but we're all kind of in this together. And so I thought that was a great piece to see. And then the other thing is, we started a couple of years ago donating animals to the food bank to go into our Pork for Packs or our Beef for Backpacks program. And the folks from the food banks were here in the hog barn the last 2 days taking donations of animals. If you wanted to donate your animal to the food bank, they would accept it. They told me they had more than 78 animals donated Tuesday and Wednesday to the food bank. Now, if you want something that illustrates the commitment these young people have to their communities, to the state of Oklahoma, towards helping their neighbors, what demonstrates that more than this is my project? I've worked with this project for months. And instead of me taking it and selling it and getting $125 or $150 out of him, I'm going to donate him so he can go back and help feed my friends and my neighbors and others in my community that need help. And to me, of all the things that happen, yes, we picked a grand champion. Yes, we're going to reward those kids here in just a little bit with what I hope is a tremendous premium sale, and they've certainly earned it. But what could be more uplifting than knowing that we had 78 animals donated to help feed hungry Oklahomans, and that these kids believed that was important? To me, that's the story of this whole process. We talk about teaching kids life skills. We talk about teaching them responsibility. If that doesn't demonstrate responsibility, commitment to your fellow man, compassion, I don't know where we'll ever find it. And I'm so proud of these kids and excited to just be a small part of that. You know, that was a Farm Bureau kind of got started working with the backpack program and working with the food banks on doing that. And we help with labeling the sticks and doing some of those things. But it's not about what we've done. It's about these kids seeing it and participating that just, I'm really proud of them.